Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless us with a mighty word this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen? And because we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You pray for me, I pray for you. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's all you have to do is call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I am here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Maybe there's someone out there who has something that they want to thank God for, even if just thanking God for life, thanking God for your family, thanking God for just who he is. Amen. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. It is already done. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
Times in your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through.
Let us fear it.
Open up.
Honey.
Oh, yeah.
And Deuteronomy 3:24 says, O Lord, Adonai, God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as yours? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. O Lord God, my Adonai, you are great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest, far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all, and you are serving, and you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And it's as simple as that. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Praise be to God. We are here again to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. I'm quite sure there's someone out there that has something that they want to thank God for. Amen. This is also our Thankful Thursday and our sweet hour of prayer. So again, our number is 319-527-6204, and you can call in your prayer request. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry down in Arizona is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this awesome woman of God bringing forth a mighty word from the Lord this evening. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to play another selection. And it's entitled Release Your Power by the Voices of Citadel. Praise be to God. I hope you enjoy this selection.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now.
We proclaim you now.
And your mighty power. And your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Upon us now.
Lord, come upon.
Yes, Lord.
Upon us now.
And release your power.
Release your power.
We need your power. And let your presence. Let your presence fall. Hallelujah.
Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
reach beyond the past.
Hallelujah. Come on. Calling for worshiping people. He's calling for worshiping people. We worship him for who he is. We praise him for what he's done. Come on, worship him. He is the God that brought you out. He is the God that delivered your soul. He is the God that gave you another chance.
Amen. Praise be to God. Adonai, we humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as we should. We ask you to show us great mercy for the many times we have gone about our day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare we fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare we attribute to man what we ought to attribute to you? Forgive us for our short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
You're listening to
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled, Who Are You? And our scripture reading is coming from Ezekiel chapter 32. And we're going to read verses 2 through 10. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This chapter is dealing with a warning for Pharaoh. Amen. Verse 2 says, Son of man, mourn for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and give him this message. You think of yourself as a strong young lion among the nations, but you are really just a sea monster, hovering around in your own rivers, stirring up mud with your feet. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will send many people to catch you in my net and haul you out of the water. I will leave you stranded on the land to die. All the birds of the heavens will land on you, and all the wild animals of the whole earth will gorge themselves on you. I will scatter your flesh on the hills and fill the valleys with your bones. I will drench the earth with your gushing blood all the way to the mountains, filling the ravines to the brim. When I blot you out, I will veil the heavens and darken the stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon will not give you its light. I will darken the bright stars overhead and cover your land in darkness. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. I will disturb many hearts when I bring news of your downfall to the distant nations you have never seen. Yes, I will shock many lands, and their kings will be terrified at your fate. They will shudder in fear for their lives as I bandish my sword before them on the day of your fall. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. So here the prophecy was given in 585 BC, 2 months after the news of Jerusalem's fall had reached the exiles in Babylon. Ezekiel prophesied numerous judgments upon many wicked nations. These judgments served a positive purpose. They showed that that evil forces are continually being overcome, and that one day God will overthrow all evil, making the world the perfect place he intended. They are also served as warnings that God alone is sovereign. Even the mightiest rulers like Pharaoh will fall before God, all accountable to him. Although Pharaoh thought of himself as a strong young lion, in God's eyes, he was nothing but a crocodile, sea monster, muddling the water. God's judgment would reduce Pharaoh to his true size. Anyone who defiles God will face his judgment. Amen. Praise God. The text for this message is coming from Ezekiel 32:2, and it says, "You are like a lion among the nations. You are like a monster in the sea." Again, the title is, "Who Are You?" The writer says, the leader of our video conference said, "Good morning." I said, "Hello," back. But I wasn't looking at him. I was distracted by my own image on the screen. "Do I look like this?" I looked at the smiling faces of the others on the call. "That looks like them. So yes, this must be me. I should lose some weight and get a haircut." In his mind, Pharaoh was pretty great. He was a lion among the nations, a monster in the sea, in the seas. But then he caught a glimpse of himself from God's perspective. God said he was in trouble and that he would expose his carcass to the wild animals, causing many people to be appalled at you and their kings to shudder with honor because of you. Pharaoh was much less impressive than he thought. We may think we're spiritually handsome until we see our sin as God sees it. Compared to his holy standard, even our righteous acts are like filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. But God also sees something else, something even more true. He sees Jesus, hallelujah, and he sees us in Jesus, hallelujah. Feeling discouraged about how you are? Remember this, It's not who you are. If you have put your trust in Jesus, then you're in Jesus, and his holiness drapes over you. You are more beautiful than you imagine. Hallelujah. Praise be the Lord. Question. What image do you have of yourself? And how does that compare to the image God has of you? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, we cling to you. Your love and goodness beautifies us. And we pray in your name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. To God be the glory. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and this is our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Rising up to a blessing. prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Adonai, thank you for being our Lord and our Master, and yet allowing us to know you intimately. Thank you for remembering us constantly and reminding us of your presence. Your love captivates us. Your power mesmerizes us. All we need is your love in our life. And we thank you, Adonai, for giving us access to you throughout our day. Any moment we need you, you are there. We love you, Adonai, and we thank you for granting us the privilege of loving you and receiving your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, this is our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. In the meantime, while we are waiting, I will play another selection. And this is a new song by the Wiki Tones called God is Sustaining Me. I hope you enjoy this selection. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God.
It's anointing.
Oh, and no I didn't deserve the gift of his grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in his blood. His love, only his love, restores my soul forever. In trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel him all over me,
yeah. And no matter,
no matter what the touch, his blood,
always brings me.
Oh. Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him,
Jesus,
you gotta call on him,
sustaining me.
My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour,
sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble,
God is sustaining
trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you friend.
Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Let us pray out of Adonai. Help us align our thoughts, actions, hearts, decisions, and desires underneath you and your rule, so we can fully experience the blessings of your hand in our life, and so we can fulfill the destiny you have prepared for us. May we live out all of the days you have ordained for us, and may we discover the calling you have given us. Help us to see where we can share the knowledge of you with others and how we can spread the love you have put in our hearts to those who need it the most. May your caring eyes watch over all we do. We ask you to empower us, the lives of those around us, with your kingdom agenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. Another thankful Thursday. Praise be to God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? Unmute.
Doing awesome. Thank you. God bless you.
I take it we had a wonderful birthday.
I did. I did. I think I ate too much. There was one of the ladies from the church where I work at. She sent over a cake by her sister. I thought somebody was getting married. The cake was huge. It was huge, and I was looking at it. And, you know, crazy me, I said, Lord, please let that cake taste good. Because it was huge. And we had a couple of meetings going on throughout the day. So I went in there, and I started slicing, and they was bringing plates. And the next thing I know, people were coming out the woodwork from the meeting. So I just cut up the slices. And I mean, that was a big old cake. I was cutting. Must have about 20 slices.
Wow.
And still had enough for me and Pastor Stephen to get 2 or 3 slices for ourselves.
Amen.
And when I tasted it, I was cutting the slices real big, right? And
yes.
When I tasted it, I said, really?
Oh.
I better make these slices
smaller.
That cake was some kind of good, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh,
and so,
what was
you know
flavor?
What, it just ended up, it was Italian cream.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And she had some kind of nuts and stuff in there. But when I tell you, that cake was some kind of good. And all the people that came out the woodwork, they were going, wow. You know, everybody said, no, I don't want no big slice. Just cut me a small size, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody ate what was given to them. they did like me. They take a piece of crumb and they went, oh, it'll be okay. I can eat this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the wonderful thing is how I think about how God does things. Because
yeah.
I really wasn't expecting anything. I really wasn't. And so when I came out and I saw that big old cake on my desk, I said, wow. Yeah, you know, I was happy with that. But I tell you, it put a smile like you wouldn't believe to have everybody come out to meet and just stop in that one office. Because the pastor there, he was like, just put the cake in here. And I put the cake in there. They brought plates and forks. And I was like, okay. And so it ended up being quite a few of us standing there, eating, enjoying the cake, enjoying my birthday, just laughing. And so it turned it out really, really nice. And then Pastor Stephen and I tried to go out to dinner. This was the sad part. Me and Pastor Stephen and the grandson, we went out to dinner We ate the salad and looked at our meal and went, can we get a carry out?
Absolutely.
We couldn't even eat the dinner. We had done ate the cake, did all. I said, what in the world?
That's
and so we
how
didn't
it
eat the
goes.
Dinner. So we ended up eating it the next day. So it was a good, good birthday. And I bless God I'm still here. It was
Amen.
Awesome. I'm telling you.
Another year.
You know what? People don't even think about it. They don't think about all these wonderful things God is doing for us.
Huh.
They don't think about it. Because I remember a long time ago when some sisters in the church said, if you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never see what you do have. And
Amen.
I went, okay, that's a
Amen.
Cliche. Get out of here with that. And over the years, I went, wait a minute, let me think about that. Because
mm-hmm.
I need to be focused on what I do have as opposed
Thank
to what I don't
you.
Have. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard them the other morning on a Christian channel. They said that, you know what? When you take and you start harboring a lot of negative thoughts in your mind,
yes.
or you're always having negative conversations, your
Absolutely.
Brain is shutting down every time you do that. I
Come
said,
on, guys.
What you say?
Absolutely.
She said, the lady on the Christian channel said, every time we say something negative or we have all these negative thoughts in our minds, our brain is shutting down more and more and more. And I'm telling you, I got to thinking about Alzheimer's. And I said, oh, King Jesus, let me start enjoying what I say. Because I don't need nothing to add to my sorrow.
You got that right.
So, I tell you, that was an eye-opener for me. But we're going to get in this word so I can hit it and quit it. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you because you woke us up this morning, oh God. Clothing
yes.
our right minds, divine healings within our bodies. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God, just for being who you are and all of your glory. Father God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it. And because of that,
thank
we
you.
Are forever grateful.
Yes.
Ah, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And I know the object is not to tell you that we love you, but to show you by loving on others.
Yes.
And my prayer is that
my
we're doing
hallelujah.
Just that. We are loving on others so that you could draw them. You could use that love and that kindness that we
yeah.
show others to draw them in. And we thank you, oh God, that if we're falling short in that area, you will turn that light bulb on and get us back charged up till we go
yeah.
out and show love and kindness to others, oh God, so that you could start drawing them in. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Have your way with this word right now, Father God. Let your word fall not on deaf ears. Don't let them hear my voice, oh God, but let them hear you and only you. And to
yes.
God be the glory. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen,
amen,
amen and amen. You know, last time, the person that I worked for, he was on the line and he said, somebody didn't mute their phone because I could hear the background noise. And I could hardly hear the words. So if you want to, all of you guys, I know some of my sisters in New York, they do it all the time. They'll be talking in the background. If you want to say hallelujah, amen, that's fine. But all the background noise, make sure you put your phone on mute so they don't hear what's going on in your
That's
house
true.
Or your car, your job.
Absolutely.
But if you want to say amen, hallelujah, it is fine. But just make sure we don't hear too much in the background. All you got to do is mute your phone. You can still hear us. Or
yeah.
I don't know how you do the radio or the internet, but it'll be okay.
It's the same
so,
thing.
So here we go.
It's the same thing.
Before I get into this word, I have to give honor where honor is due. We honor the visionary of the line, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Thank God for the man of God. Getting his team together, holding the team together, doing what he does in the background. But I lift up his wife, Lady Nadine, bless her. Thank God for Evangelist Hilda. I'm telling you, she's one of those people that have taken on God's extended arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times what people don't think about is the people that are in the background or that are hosting. they have 10 times what we have to do to get ready. They're getting the sounds together. They're getting the records together. They're getting everybody to get on that's supposed to be on. So it's a lot of missing pieces, moving parts that they have to do. So we thank God for Evangelist Hilda and her willingness to do what God has put before her to do it. Do it cheerfully. That's the biggest thing, just not only be willing, but do it cheerfully. So we bless God for this awesome woman of God. Thank God.
God bless you.
For Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner, Sister Barbara, we thank God for our Mother Wisdom of Words, Apostle Mother Wiggins. Bless God for that woman of God. Every time I get online, I got to bring her flowers. Y'all don't even know. She pushes, she presses. She does that thing. She get on there.
Yes.
She like, you don't even know she in pain. She just doing the thing, praying for everybody that need prayer. And I know in the background of her head, she's going, I need some prayer too, Lord. But she says, keep praying for everybody on the line. So we bless God. If you want prayer, she going to pray. And I'm telling you, she prays with a prayer of faith. She believes what she's praying for.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. Don't pray for me and you don't believe it. Because, see, I have a problem when you pray for me and then 5 minutes later, how you doing? How you doing? You all right? What? That's because you don't believe that God has healed me.
Come on now.
Shoot, you should be looking at me going, oh, we thank God for what he's done.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then I start walking in that thing because I'm excited with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come back in a 20 minute. How you feeling now? How you feeling? An hour later, how you feeling? Hey, you don't believe I got my healing? Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh,
hey, that's
God.
Why I have to. I ask everybody to pray, but some people I ask to pray with me.
Yeah,
because I don't need nobody getting there. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you with our humble hearts, oh God. Father God, you know what she's... I need you to storm the gates with some power. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift Pastor Kathy up before you right now, thanking you for all that you've done. Yeah, come like that so I can feel that thing. Don't be coming with no weeping eyes. I said, what you crying for? You don't feel the pain. I'm the one in pain. My goodness, we bless God. And, of course, I got to give honor to the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DeBoe. Thank God for this awesome man of God and his patience. And I'm telling you, he is patient because we got the grandson, and I'm running him to work, and he's running, picking him up, bringing him back. I mean, to camp, I take him to camp, and he runs, grabs them, bring them back home, feed them, get them all happy. And I'm telling you, you don't know how much energy you have until a five-year-old is by you going, can I get in the pool? Can I do this? Can I do that? Let's go to the park. Let's have it. You give him food. I don't want that. I want something else. I want a break. You're like, what in the world? By the time he see me come through them doors, he goes somewhere, and he just lay down. Like, he's all yours now.
I blame you.
They lie when they say it takes a village to raise a child. Because in our house, we're going to take every bit of that. But we bless God. I'm going to get it to this word so I can hit it and quit it. Thank all of you for joining in. I don't know who all's online, but thank you anyway. Don't need to know. God knows. I pray that you will get everything God intended for you to get out of this word. And God knows if it was only me, myself, and I would be preaching to me, myself, and I. And it would still be all right. My goodness. Here we go. Thank God. I pray everybody gets something out of this word. It's a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. I tell you that much.
Thank
you. Okay, here we go. We all over the place today, huh? Yeah. We're coming from Genesis. Chapter 18, verse 14. Mm-hmm. We're coming from Numbers, chapter 11, verse 21 and through 23. Mm-hmm. Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 2. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 59, verse 1. My goodness, glory to God. Bless God for all of our listeners on the radio, internet, wherever you may be. I pray you get something out of this word today. Here we go, Genesis 18 and 14. Is anything too hard for God? Excuse me. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Ooh, Sarah will have a son. Numbers 11, 21 through 23. But Moses said, the people among who I am are 600,000 on foot. But you have said, I will give them meat so that they may eat for a whole month. Flock and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient. My goodness. To be sufficient for them? Or should all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to be sufficient for them? The Lord said to Moses, my goodness, it's power limited. See, you got to know how to go to God in prayer. And you certainly better know how to talk to a holy, just God. Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not. Let's look at Isaiah 50 and 2. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Ooh. Mm. Behold, at my rebuke. Uh-oh, you hear what he's saying? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and they die for thirst. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 59 and 1 says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading and hearing and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is The Nerve of You. The Nerve of You. My goodness, glory to God. You got to hear God's tone. Look at what's going on around him. Right, you got Moses coming to him, mm-hmm. saying, "Oh my goodness, he the first one." You know, well, he was the first one coming to God in this situation. He said, "The people who I'm with is 600,000 on foot. Yet you say you gonna give them meat so that they may eat for a whole month."
Mm-hmm.
So, what Moses was doing, he calls himself saying to God, I just can't believe you're going to give me what I need so that all 600,000 of them will have something to eat. That's what he was really saying, right? He's coming at God foul. It's God. How can you question what God has said, right? But here's the thing. We do it, you know?
Yeah.
God said, I'm going to bless you this time next year. You're going to be married. Lord, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have a husband. I'm 70 years old. Lord, I'm going to have a husband. You talking about? And so there are times that when God says something to us, the situation just seems so overwhelming or just unbelievable that we can't even wrap our arms around what's being said to us that God is getting ready to do. That's what I started off saying. We have forgotten who God is. And when I said that's what I started off saying, I'm saying that when she said, consider what you have, don't even dwell on what you don't have, just mm-hmm. consider what you have. And so that's what I'm saying to you. If you were really focusing on your God, you wouldn't even think about the fact that he's saying he's going to give you a husband. It does not matter. You have God. And if you have God, you have a blessed assurance that everything he says he's going to do, he's going to do. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Why. Come on now. I don't know about anybody else, whether it's taking a day, an hour, 10 days, 10 years, whatever God said he was going to give me, he has given me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything. And yeah. I mean, Pastor Stephen could tell you, there was a couple of years ago, and when I say a couple, I mean about seven, that a young man inside a library was prophesying to me and Pastor Stephen. And he said, God is going to cause men to give it to y'all's bosom, and they're not going to know why they're doing it. They're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Pastor Stephen, we was like, okay, but that's all he said. He didn't say anything else. He went back to reading his book. And me and Pastor Stephen, we started walking. Now, here's the thing. If someone is walking out the library and someone's reading the book and they look up and go, wow, God is going to cause men to give into your bosom. And they're not going to know why. They're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put their head back down and keep on reading. Somebody else will be like, what? What in the world?
Let's
get out of here and keep on going. But see, me, I ain't no fool. Because I learned a long time ago through the word of God that he spoke through a donkey. And
yeah,
if he spoke through a donkey, he'll speak through anybody. That person does not realize that the Spirit of God has jumped upon them and overtaken them as a vessel. Huh?
Right.
And so he probably put his head back down because he didn't even know that he was speaking. Because he wasn't speaking.
Nope.
God was speaking through him. But
amen.
See, you've got to believe in the supernatural. You've got to believe in spiritual things happening. And if you don't, you wouldn't perceive it that way. And if you don't perceive it that way, then you are not going to receive it that way.
That's right.
Right? What you're going to do is say, oh, wow, he crazy for real. Look how he just put his head back down, read that book like he ain't never said nothing to us. That's what usually happens. They say it and they come back to themselves and keep on doing what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Woman stopped me in the restaurant and I was laying into that bread. I don't know why they closed Ryan's down, but they did. I laid into my bread. She said, can I talk to you? And all of us at that table, I said, oh, wow. But I was still chomping on the bread, though. And then she said, God said, let it go. Now, I'm eating the bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating on my bread. And so while I'm eating my bread, she said, God said, let it go. When I heard the first word came out of her mouth, I looked and I put the bread down because I realized that's what I've been praying about. She doesn't know that because she doesn't know me. The lady went on about her business. No, first she looked at me. She said, okay. I said, okay. She said, okay. I said, okay. She said, okay. I said, okay. And so God was insisting that I pay attention to what she was saying. Look at her face. And I looked at that woman's face, and I promise you, I could tell she had been lifted up. The Spirit of God was coming straight through her. And she had been pulling on her ear. She said, I didn't want to come over here. I didn't know how you was going to take this. Her face was all red and everything. And after she said it, she stopped pulling on her ear, went back to her table and started eating.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand how God does things. You have to believe that God does things in the spiritual realm, right?
Yes.
So to us, by the time it gets to us, it looks supernatural because it is.
That's
it's
right.
It's not coming from a natural man. It's not even coming from a human. It is coming from God. So he's never going to do things the way God does it, and he sure is not going to lie. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. But Moses, here's the part that probably got God. Moses was the one to question God. I got 600,000 people with me on foot, and you say you're going to send meat down for them for the whole month? So what got God was not that someone was questioning him, but that someone who was questioning him was one of his leaders.
Right.
You can't lead in anything that you don't believe in. And if you don't believe in it, you're not going to benefit me to keep you on my team of leaders, because you don't believe in what you're doing. Because what you're doing, you're passing doubt all the way down. Because you're the leader. And yep. Everybody that's following the leader, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go, wow, well, if Moses ain't sure about it, how are we going to be sure? Mm-hmm. He's the one that's speaking to God. So you could see why God got a little bit upset. And he came back at Moses, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are the one that I chose to lead the people.
Yes.
I don't want you to bring them into doubt. I want you to lead them down the pathway that I'm sending you with them, right?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Moses, I'm like, I got 600,000. No, you don't even know. You got one hiding behind the bushes, 600,001. Nobody caught that, okay? Because you gotta understand, Moses is thinking, this is what we counted. We got 600,000. And God's saying, yeah, but there's one lagging behind. I mean, God did say, I got some that haven't come in yet.
That's right.
So just because those were the ones that were following him does not mean they were the only ones that could hear him, right? So he's sitting there going, I'm going to feed all these people. You know why? Because he didn't want to take the blame. Because what was going to happen is the people weren't going to look at God. The people weren't going to look at God. Okay. The people weren't going to look at God. They were going to look at Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to say, Moses, what have you done us? And so with that, that's why Moses tried to bring it back on God, right? But I learned a long time ago, I have taken some beatings, and I didn't take beatings from the people. I took beatings from God, right? Because he'd tell me to do something, and I'm thinking the people won't believe that God has sent me to do it. And so I'm bouncing back and forth whether or not I should do it, right? And because of that, I took the beating from God, right? I accepted the correction from God. And you think God beat you? Well, if he chooses another to do the same thing that he just asked me to do, that is a beating to me, right? Because I don't know about you, but when I look over and I see somebody doing, okay, watch it. My mama asked me to go to the store for her, and I'm taking my time. I don't know. And she turned around, and one of my other sisters, look here, girl, go to the store with me. They done grabbed the money, and they gone. And by the time I get in there, and I said, Ma, where the money at? I already sent your sister. Oh, okay. Now watch this. Oh, okay. So I go back in there, and I lay back down and go, thank God. Ooh, I didn't really want to go. And when my sister comes back, my mama gives her money for going. She didn't know she was going to get paid. She got paid because she went. Didn't even think about it. Just grabbed the money and went. So you understand the beating that I'm talking about now. When God asks you to do something and you don't do it and you see somebody else doing it, because you know in your mind they're going to get that blessing that God had. Tagged on to whatever he had for you to do.
That's right.
And not only that, when you see somebody else doing it, you know without a doubt in your mind that it was God.
That's right.
Because how would they know to do the very thing that was in your spirit to do?
Exactly.
Right? And what God is trying to tell us, we've got to get more in tune to how he does things. More in tune to what his voice sounds like. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another they won't follow. So if he's telling us to do it, but you said, some told me not to do it, I don't want to. You've got to recognize which voice you're going to start following, right? You've got to know your father's voice. If he said, my sheep know my voice, that means that you spent some time with him. And if you spend time with him, you should be familiar. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. You should be familiar with how God speaks to you.
That's right.
Because the way he speaks to me may not be the way he speaks to you. I could be looking at TV and God will speak, and I'm, whoa. Oh, did you see that? That just jumped out right at me. And they go, what? They're going, what? Because God wasn't speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. He was speaking to me.
Yes, he was.
And then there's times when we could be walking through the street and something happened and say, oh, my goodness, I hear you, Lord. So you've got to know how God speaks to you, right? I know how he speaks to me, right? So I don't do the things I used to do. I'm trying to tell you. I used to doubt whether or not it was God. And you know what I would do? I would call everybody I could think of, oh, guess what? This is what I'm feeling. You think that was God? And I call somebody else, you think I heard from God? Now, they ain't in the spirit. They can't receive it or hear it like I heard. You know, oh, I don't know. You might want to pray about that. That might not be God.
Mm.
So now what I do is when I call somebody, I go, where you at? What you doing? Oh, I'm just sitting here watching TV. Okay, I'll call you back. I call somebody else. I say, hey, oh, what is it? God speak it, ain't it? God speak it. I'm saying to myself, you're the chosen one. Why? Because they're already on alert to hear what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why you've got to know for yourself who's going to connect with you in the spirit. I got this spiritual daughter, and I tell you, you could call this child at 3 in the morning, and you go, okay, she goes, what? What you need? Let's pray. I'm like, wow. You know, during the day, she'll go, no, I'm just going to, and I'll say something. She'll go, oh, okay, no, it's okay. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I know when I get into the real jam, I call her up because I know that girl's going to pray. If she don't do nothing else, she's going to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. You want people so sensitive to your voice, to what you're saying, that they're willing to drop a given moment and start praying with you that the word of the Lord would come forth for you to know which direction to go in.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And so I look at Moses, and a lot of times people think that they could be a Moses.
Oh.
You are a Moses. They already are a Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's so many things that God has asked you. You don't have to be a pastor or an evangelist or a bishop to lead people. Trust me, you could be in your home leading people.
Exactly.
Because kids follow what we do every day.
Every day.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They're watching us every day. So there's things that we're doing that because we're not behind a pulpit or something like that, we think that God is not using us. Yes, he is. You go on your job, God is using you. Why?
Yes, he is.
Because he's using that love and kindness to draw people to him. Because what happens is they want to be around you. They want to spend time with you. They want to get to
Absolutely.
Know you. Why?
Absolutely.
Because you just seem so real, so
mm-hmm.
nice, so warm. And
yep.
so they want to get to know you. What really they're saying is they want to get to know the God in you.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's who has you acting the way that you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It's the Spirit of God. Let's get up with this word so I can, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I'm trying to tell you, God says the nerve of you. Look what he said in Genesis. He says, is there anything too hard for God?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Y'all got to hear the second part. Everybody gets, is there anything too hard for God? You've got to hear the second part when he says, I will return to you at the appointed time. A lot of times we hear God saying he's going to do this, do that. Prophecy may come your way, and you're expecting it to happen right now. God is at the appointed time. It may not be time for you to get what it is that you're asking God for. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
because
right.
You're not ready to receive it yet.
Absolutely.
Huh? You got to look at it. He says at the appointed time, it's going to take time to get it to you. Not because
yes.
God needs more time, because you do.
You. Yes.
You need more time so you can receive that thing. Yeah. My goodness. Good. And then, and look at Moses. He's talking all bullshit.
You still there? Pastor Kathy? We don't hear you, Pastor Kathy. I hear your background, but I don't hear you. Pastor Kathy is having a little technical difficulty, so we'll give her a chance to get back. Pastor Kathy? We don't hear you, Pastor Kathy. We hear your background, but we don't hear you. Pastor Kathy? We don't hear you. We hear your background.
Hello? Oh, Lord. I don't
mess
up. Oh, man.
We're here.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, wow. Now I can hear you. I think my Bluetooth went out on me. Oh, that's what was making that sound. I'm sorry.
I kept saying all we hear is your background, not you.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that. I'm sorry. And I'm just talking so y'all didn't hear none of that. But anyhow,
yeah.
Let me hurry up and get into this word. So God was really upset with Moses because now I've got to prove to one of the leaders that I can do exactly what I say I can do. When the leaders should be believing everything that comes out of my mouth so that they can encourage the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't believe it, how you going to get anybody else to believe? You ever go get your hair done and you show them a style and you say, you think you can do this for me? And they look down at it and they look at your head and they go, I might can do it.
No.
And then you know what? No. You want that style so bad, you look at them and go, that's all right. No, don't worry about it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And you going on your merry little way because you want somebody that's confident. And guess what?
Absolutely.
Even if that person ends up jacking your head up, it does not matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were so confident that even if they jack it up, guess what you do? You look at it and go, oh, that looks good. That looks real good. And you don't even realize it's jacked up until somebody tells you.
Exactly. Yes.
Right? But because they were so confident that you're walking in their confidence.
Amen.
Right? And oh, my goodness, that's a funny thing. So now you got Moses coming at God funny and God coming back to him in a rebuke tone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we have to hear this for ourselves. He said, are my arms too short? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is my power limited? He's talking to us. Moses is not here right now. We are.
Right.
So this word is for us. And God
Amen.
Is saying, for every time we question him about something he said he would do for us, he's
mm-hmm.
saying, is my power limited by your circumstance? Come on now.
Come on now. Yes.
He said, are my arms too short? Right?
Nope.
What is it that you need in your life that I'm not able to provide you for? Right? Provide for you. Excuse me. And so y'all please, excuse me, my baby boy's in the background kicking and doing all kind of stuff. But the title is The Nerve of You. And you know why he's saying the nerve of you? The nerve of you to limit God's power to that of a man.
Exactly.
The two don't even compare.
Nope.
They do not compare. First of all, they're not even going to love you like I love you or do for you what I would do for you. Huh? Yeah, come on now. I loved it. I look at Numbers, and he just went off on Moses, right? So now he goes to Isaiah, and you know Isaiah was a prophet. So whatever he spoke using was something that has not happened yet. And so he says, wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there no answer? Nobody heard me? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Right? And if it means redeeming the time, guess what? He can make time stand still.
Yes, he can.
He's God. He's God. You've got to believe with God all things are possible. But you first got to believe it. Right? And then he says, do I have no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I will dry up the sea and make the rivers a wilderness, and the fish will stink. Why? Because I'm rebuking you for not believing me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to get God stirred up, start acting like you don't believe. You don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got to believe it to receive it. You got to trust him. You got to trust that he even exists.
That's right.
Or else anything else is null and void anyway.
All right.
Our God is good, trust me. But we've got to know this for ourselves. And then when he says, is the arm of the Lord too short? This is the part of love. Is his ears too dull to hear? And then when he comes back in Isaiah 59, he says, listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you. Nor is his ears too deaf to hear when you call. My goodness, glory to God. That ought to be good news for everybody. That when you call on God, he hears you. He hears you. Just because he don't move right away does not mean he doesn't hear you. It just means in his timing.
Yes, praise be to
he'll
God.
He'll move on your behalf. And his timing is always perfect.
Ew.
But that's the part that we don't want to wait. We are microwave generation. We don't want to wait anymore for anything. I want my food right now. I want to go to the movie right now. I want to do this right now. I want it right now. I want it right now. Well, right now you might not can handle it.
That's right. And the whole
But it doesn't mean that it's too hard for your God.
That's
it doesn't mean that he's not going to do it.
Yes,
huh?
Lord.
And then guess what? When he does do it, he may not do it in the way that you was expecting him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-mm.
You know, I look at God's word and my heart just melts because God has been patient with us.
He has been patient with us.
Mm. He's been providing. He's been protecting. He's been loving on us. He's been keeping us. My goodness, glory to God. Only
Preach
for
it.
Us to turn around and doubt him? That's a kick in the face.
Yes.
Like my mother, and I'm going to bring it in for clothes with my mother. And my mother, she's been buying us clothes and paying the rent for us to have a roof over our head, putting food on our table and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at her and go, Ma, you still gonna buy me those jeans?
Yes.
And she's looking back at you like, is there anything else that you needed that I didn't make a way for you to get?
Mm-hmm.
because it's disappointing to her if she told you she's going to do something, but because she don't do it when you want her to do it, you feel
exactly.
like she's not going to do it. So it turns to doubt,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you get to asking over and over, watch out now. Thank you, God. And some people that are asking God for the same thing over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
as if he did not hear them the first time.
Exactly.
I don't know about y'all, but you ask my mother something over and over again. By the time you get to that fourth time she goes, you could just forget it. I ain't going to give it to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't understand why she said she wasn't going to give it to you, because you're like, but you said it. I said it, but you didn't believe me.
Exactly.
And you kept on asking, as if it was going to speed things up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to speed things up. It's just going to get me angry that you don't believe me.
Exactly.
I did everything else I said I would do for you. Get down! And so that's why I'm saying God is looking at all of us right now.
Yes.
And some, not all, some are in this panic mode. I can't provide. I don't have enough of this. I can't do this. My legs ache and I'm not able to walk. Oh, why? I think I'm going deaf. All kind of things.
Yes.
That life is throwing at us that we feel is too hard for God.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he's going, I understand. I told you. In this life, you're going to have hard times. But it doesn't mean that I'm not with you.
Amen. That's right.
So there's going to be times when you have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to increase in you what I want it to increase. It's going to increase your faith. It's going to increase your faith. It's going to get you to trust me all the more.
Amen.
Because once you come out of that, you'll say, if God did that, he's able to do this.
Yes, he is.
Or this.
Yes,
or
he
this.
Is. Yes.
He's able to do whatever we need him to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let the devil duke us.
That's right.
To start doubting God and questioning him. How you going to do that? We got 600 men. How you going to feed all them? You going to slaughter every cow in the neighborhood?
Oh, you're talking to the Almighty God.
Because if you look at that one, that's what Moses was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, when have I ever dealt with you with limited power? Anything I said I was going to do, I did it. Why?
Yes.
Because I had the ability to do it.
Amen. Yes.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get back
God.
To trusting God, not second-guessing God. Don't go ask everybody in the world. You think I'm going to you think I have to? Hey, sometimes it's got to be just between you and God.
Yes.
Everybody doesn't know your situation because you only told them half the story anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, the nerve of you to forget who I am.
Yeah.
To forget how much I love you. Huh?
That's right.
I am Abba Father. I'm your protector.
Yes.
I'm your provider.
Yes, Lord.
I'm your healer, your deliverer. I am the great I am.
Jesus.
Above me there is none.
No
other God above me. No one could do for you what I do for you. Not what I will do, what I'm doing even right now. Some things I do, you don't even know I'm doing.
All right.
When you wake up in the morning, you don't even realize it was me who woke you up. Wake up cold in your right mind, you don't even know that it's me that's keeping you in your right mind. When you're able to swing your legs off the bed and stand up, you don't know that you're operating in my strength.
Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm.
And you, with all that I'm doing for you, every meal that gets put on your table, I put it there.
Every dime
that comes in your household, I put it there.
Come on now.
For every time you went out and
you
stayed out all day and you was able to get back home safely, I protected you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
The nerve of you to forget. what I'm doing for you right now.
Yes.
Not what I've already done, but what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping you.
Yes, he is.
I'm protecting you. I'm providing for you.
Yes, he is.
I'm loving on you. I'm loving on you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The nerve of you to forget how much I love you, so much so I sent my only son to die on that cross for you.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank
and the nerve of you to question my timing because it's not in your time.
That's right.
You don't know what I know.
Time is not God.
If you get it too soon, what will it do to you?
Mm-mm.
If you don't get it right at the right time,
mm-hmm.
what will it do you? Some people think they're so ready for that. I'm so ready for a husband. I'm so ready for a husband. And next year they get a divorce.
Yes.
I'm so ready to lose weight. I'm so ready to lose weight. And they lose weight and they don't feel good about themselves because they feel like, nah, I got to be somebody else. I like to be, but I stop eating just because they want to lose. Come on now. God's timing is perfect.
Yeah.
He knows what we need better than we know.
Come
we
on.
Don't even know what we need. We just know what we want.
Yes, Pastor.
God loves us.
Yes, he does.
He's not going to lie to us.
No,
right? We've got to get back to trusting him. And if we trust him, we'll wake up in the morning and then I go, oh, God, I've got so much to do today. Oh, I just wish I had more hours to sleep. No, if you're trusting God, you wake up in the morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. That the Lord is, I'm here. Thank God I'm here.
Thank you.
That's how we will start off our day.
Yes.
Because it's really setting the tone for the rest of the day. If you get it over, I got so much to do. I got to run here. I got to run your whole day. You are out of time because you started off your day thinking you were out of time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We've got to try to get back to that place where we're loving on God. We sing and praises. It doesn't matter what's going on in our life. Sing the praises anyway.
Amen.
Praise them in advance.
Right. Yes.
It'll come
Thank
to you
God.
That much quicker.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes.
God loves us. He's merciful. He's forgiving. Huh? And guess what? He's always, always there.
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
There. With you,
right.
you, and me.
Yes,
he is always with us.
Mm-mm-mm.
Always present.
Mm-hmm.
And God
mm-hmm.
says the nerve of you to forget
mm-hmm.
how much I love you.
Forget
I said I would never leave you nor forsake you. I won't let anything harm you. And when trouble comes your way, even though I don't move it all out of your way, I'm still with you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I'm still with you. I'm letting you go through so when you get to the other side, you'll be stronger than when you started that battle.
Yes, you will. Yes.
Come on.
Thank
you. Stop letting the devil dupe you.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, you are so precious in God's eyes. He loves every one of us.
Yes, he does.
We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Hallelujah.
I come in the morning, well, let it be this morning. Start singing praises unto the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Start smiling, because you know God is on your side.
Yes, yes, yes.
And tomorrow when you wake up with a fresh perspective. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. So it's 140 degrees outside. Who cares? Hell is hotter than this.
Come on now.
I'm just glad God has given me time so he can redeem me before I have to go there.
All right.
Come on. Woo-hoo! Woo! God is good.
Good
all of the time.
Yes, he
And
is.
He loves you, and me. And guess what else? It's not his desire that any of us should perish.
That's right.
No. He wants to bless us. He wants to love on us. He
yes,
wants
he
to take us where we've never been, where no man can take us.
Mm.
The holy of holies. sacred ground. Yeah, where the angels, even right now, they bowing down to him, worshiping him, loving on him.
Ooh, you see.
He said, you worrying about all of this.
Yes,
when really,
Lord.
All you got to do is start worshiping me, loving on me, forget about all the things you're going through, forget about all your troubles, and I will provide in the midst of your worship.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus.
God bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Call to salvation and benediction.
Amen. For all of you that have not accepted Christ yet into your life, it is never too late. Guess what? You've not done anything so bad that God won't forgive you. He is a forgiving, merciful, loving God.
Yes, he is.
And he wants you to come in. When you come in and say, God, but I did this. He ain't listening to the but I did. He already knows what you did. He just wants you to say, Lord God, I confess of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. I believe that Jesus came and died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. That's all he wants. Acknowledge your sin. Confess that Jesus did die on that cross. Say that you believe it. Open your arms. Welcome him in. That's all he's looking for.
Yeah.
All the rest of that stuff that is you've done, he's taken it and thrown it in the sea of forgiveness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He wants to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. He wants to allow you to be born again spiritually. That's all he wants to do, is help you get born again in the spirit realm and let that old man and those old ways die out. But guess what? When you come to God, it's a process. Don't think everything gonna go away overnight. It's a process. But on a daily basis, you'll see the old man dying out and the spiritual man getting stronger and stronger and stronger until you look in the mirror one day and you see a brand new you with brand new desires.
Thank you.
Amen. Come and give your life to Christ right now, wherever you are. You could be in your bathroom. You could be in the backyard. You could be riding in the car. Lord God, I'm a sinner. I confess. I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord. Yes, I do believe that Jesus died on that cross. And after you do all that, I tell you, he's got some holy arms ready to wrap them around you so that you'll know you've always been loved. Through it all, he's never left you because you were doing wrong. No, he was standing by trying to strengthen you to get you to come out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loves us that much. He's not going to walk away because we're doing things to discourage him or disappoint him, rather. No, he's going to come closer. You're the one that's backing away, not him.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is saying, won't you come today? Mm-hmm. Won't you come to the altar? The altar can be wherever you want it to be. Just surrender and give your life to Christ.
Thank you.
He loves you. He's a merciful, forgiving God. He will give you another chance and another chance and another chance, and he will help you get it right. Amen. God bless you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today. Thank you for that word that says the nerve of you to forget how much I love you. I love you in spite of you. And for that, we say thank you, God. We honor you. We pray that every household represented under the sound of my voice, oh God, has heard your word. And they are feeling encouraged, God, not discouraged, but encouraged. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. This situation, too, will pass.
Yes, it will.
Joy does come in the morning. Our troubles don't last always. And with that, we say thank you, God. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go.
Yes.
Continue to open up our heart that we can see direction in our spirit and know which way you would have us to go. But in the morning, at night, help us to acknowledge you more and more and more so you can guide us in the path where you would have us to go. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you for that wonderful word this evening. Truly, I pray that everyone heard and got something out of this word tonight. Excuse me. And I tell you, I got to the point now where I don't even say, Lord, please help give me so and so and so. I got to the point now where I just say, Lord, I thank you for whatever it is. That's it. Because I already believe in my heart that he has already given it to me, and now I'm just thanking him for it. Instead of asking him every day to give. You just say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Lord, I thank you for food on the table. I just thank you, Lord, for everything, because nobody did it but you. And with no and have to be like no doubting him. You have to trust and believe that whatever it is that you have asked him for, he will give it to you. Praise be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful word. Ooh, Jesus. I was hoping that you would finish the word before you got cut off again or we couldn't hear you. But to God be the glory, all worked out. Are you still there or are you gone again?
No, I hear you. I hear you. Amen. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. So anyway, again, God bless you for the word this evening. And we're going to get ready to move on up out of here this evening and praise God for another day.
Amen.
So, thank you. Love you. And
love you.
My love to Pastor Stephen.
I will.
Amen. So on
Amen.
Behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. and when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Fridays. And then Saturday mornings, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins comes with a mighty word from God. And following Apostle Mother Wiggins is Barbara Amore with our poetry. And following our poetry is Pastor Kathy and Pastor Stephen in Talk in the Sanctuary. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and God bless and shalom. And on that note, we're going to leave out of here with All Belongs to You by the Wiggy Tones. Praise be to God.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.